The program we are about to present is a report on the gay liberation movement.
Betches Media presents.
Gay.
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 Gay and lesbian.
Homosexuals come together.
Twyla. Twyla. Twyla.
Everyone's gay.
Bless God and bless the gays.
Hi, guys. I'm Chris Burns.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And this is Everyone's Gay.
At least they used to be.
At least they, yeah. Now all you fucking breeders ruined us. It is our last episode.
This is our last episode. So go on and take a bow.
If I lay here. If I just lay here.
Bye, 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 bye.
Goodbye to you. Goodbye to everything that I knew.
You can go your own way.
Go your own way. I will remember you.
Shibidi-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo.
All right, well, if you haven't turned it off yet, this is still our last episode.
I'm way too good at goodbyes. Okay, sorry.
Wow, we really got a bunch in there.
Yeah, that was good. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
And while we are sad, I guess it feels less sad because it's not like we're not going to be seeing each other.
No.
And we're not going to be done seeing you either. In fact, you'll be seeing us.
What does that mean?
More, because we got an HBO show. No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
We're leaving for HBO.
I wish. We're starring in HBO's Sex and the City, the remake. Uh-huh. I'm playing Carrie. Brian is Miranda.
What?
He accepted the role. I didn't.
Would you say I'm a Miranda? I guess I'm a Miranda.
You're a Miranda.
That's fine. She's like, you know, the most stable one, so I'll take it.
My friend sent me an article yesterday. And it was called Cut the Bullshit, You're Not Carrie, We're All Mirandas, was the title of the article.
Hmm.
And I said, in gay hell, am I not Carrie? But anyway, so yes, it's interesting timing because the new year is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
So as we did last year, Brian,
mm-hmm.
what are your New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolutions, I have two. Do you want me to go first? I'll go first.
Yeah.
Which one do you want first? Okay. So my first one is basically to do everything that I can as an individual human being to make sure that President Trump is not reelected.
Amen.
That is my number one resolution. And also, guys, make sure you subscribe to the Betches Up podcast, where I'm also a co-host.
You fucking shameless bitch. The wound's not even healed yet. And here you are rubbing in the Himalayan sea salt.
I'm going to take all of our guests from Everyone's Gay and put them on the Sup podcast.
Good fucking luck.
So it's basically just Everyone's Gay without Chris. I'm just kidding. Number two is I want to be more selfish, but not in like a ruthless like way. I want to be more selfish when it comes to like my time. I want to spend my time the way I want to spend my time.
Mm-hmm.
Not to because I feel like I need to do something or be a certain way because of someone else, except for like my relationship, obviously.
Yeah.
But like in terms of like my creative, like mental capacity and strength. Like,
yeah,
I don't want that to be taken. And I want to be able to keep some of that for myself.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, as always. My first one is to be a bigger bitch. Every year, that's what I want.
I feel like you succeed every year.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But what I mean by be a bigger bitch is like kind of, I guess, the same thing as being more selfish or like being more confident, I suppose. Mm. And I think I've grown in leaps and fucking bounds
mm-hmm.
over the past,
year.
8 years.
8 years.
Since I moved to the city, I guess, is when I feel like I started growing.
Mm-hmm.
So that is always my resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, obviously, I would like to make more money.
Oh, that's a good resolution.
Like to get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to like stop or to take more time in
Smell the roses?
Like relationship, friendships, and things.
Oh, that's a good one.
Most recently, I've been feeling like I've kind of secluded myself from a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like I may have done that as well.
And it's not intentional, but like,
mm-hmm.
yes, I, like instead of just going home and getting high and watching a movie, like making an effort to go to my friend's party.
Yeah.
Totally. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Did we say enough about what we were planning? Oh, so yes. So just so you guys know.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't.
So technically it's more of like a hiatus, if you will, in the way we're going to go about it. So as you all know, I'm the senior video producer here at Betches. Chris is a video content creator. We are both on the video team. We're also both way too pretty to be on podcasts.
Yes, amen.
So it looks like we are doing a pivot to video.
Yes.
We don't know. We know more than we should probably say.
Yeah. We know what it is. We can't really talk about it yet, but yeah. Look out for us mid-February.
And so make sure you stay subscribed to us, because as soon as things are coming, things are dropping, we are going to talk about it here. So we will have another episode probably sometime around February, mid-February, maybe March. I don't want to like, you know.
Yeah.
But
we'll see.
So if you guys, and we're in the process of making it right now. So please, if you have any suggestions of what you want to see from us and what you love about the podcast and that you want to continue, please let us know. We'll try and bring it with us to whatever we're doing next.
Yeah. And keep those listener questions coming.
Yeah. We need listener questions. Also, like, and you know, feel free to DM us. Like, everyone's gay. The Instagram account will still be active. And we'll still be running it, and we'll still be on our personal ones. And if you feel like you want to talk to someone, please feel free to reach out. Because you know, I feel like I care.
Yes, we appreciate it. Even if we don't get back to you right away.
Uh-huh. We'll be better about responding.
Yes. Yeah, that's also my resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I get overwhelmed by influx of messages.
Also, sometimes it's hard when people give you compliments. It's hard to take them. However, recently someone did give me a compliment, and I really let it like sink in and felt good about it.
What's the nicest compliment you can receive?
I'm just so used to people complimenting my looks that it doesn't even matter anymore. So basically, basically, it's mostly people who are like, wow, you're funny. Wow, you're smart.
Mm.
That usually makes me feel really good.
Oh, yeah. I've been told I was smart a couple of times. And I was like, oh, my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody tells me that I'm going to be a star, that always makes me want to come. Actually, when I did that BravoCon panel,
mm-hmm.
there was a girl off stage who said she was friends with you.
I don't believe it.
And I don't remember her name, but she's a producer for Watch What Happens Live now.
Oh, yeah, Isabel.
Oh, maybe.
Isabella.
But I got off stage and she's like, oh my God, that would, like, whatever, I'm Brian's friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that was so good. You're going to be famous. And I was like, I want to kiss you. also, if somebody.
Not without me, bitch.
If somebody...
let me write your coattails if you become famous.
Of course.
If you don't bring me, bitch. I'm going to be fucking livid.
fuck you. I'm going to delete your number. The second I get a TV deal.
Oh, shut up.
I'm changing my
It'll
name.
It'll be our TV show.
And if somebody calls me hardworking, I live for that shit. Oh,
that's a good one, too.
I love that. Because I think that is what my parents would always want the most.
Okay.
So we're going to play a quick game called... podcast highlights.
Oh yeah, okay.
So we're gonna go through all of the episodes. Not all.
Oh my God,
there's a lot
of them. There's a lot of them.
So
how many episodes did we end up releasing?
We can only say one sentence about each one.
So this will be our like 86th episode, I think.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Okay, so let's go back and forth every other. We can only say one sentence.
Open relationships, how do they work, featuring anonymous married man. You remember this one?
Yes, I remember the man was really hot, mm-hmm. and I remember this is when the influx of open relationship questions started coming in.
Yeah. Okay. You asked me one.
Will Lady Gaga EGOT?
Oh my God. She almost has. She's on her way. We didn't even know she was going to win an Oscar for A Star Is Born yet.
I know. Oh my God. We were seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck is James Charles and should I care?
I don't even fucking remember that episode.
That was when James Charles had that whole controversy about something, about craziness.
Who was the guest on that episode?
Juanpa, J.P. Brammer.
My God.
Clearly leaving an impression.
Who?
he's a writer for, he's a writer. He's written for Out and I think Them, Pride. I don't know.
Bitch, I gotta stop smoking weed. Everyone's a pothead.
Where's that one? Okay, Everyone's a Pothead featuring Darren. Oh, that was fun. That was a good
one. I remember
one.
Being so high. That was one of the most fun episodes I've had.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There was one time where Chris and I recorded, we tried to record an episode. We wanted to like get really stoned for it. And we were going to talk about the fact that like, I think it was 420 or something.
It was. It's the 420 episode.
But it wasn't this one because we had to redo it.
Oh, you're right.
Because
we were so high.
Started recording it and we were like, and I also had been away. So I had a low tolerance at the moment because I hadn't smoked. And so I smoked as much as I usually do. And I was like giggly too high, like couldn't form a sentence. And I had to come in. We had to come in at like 8 a.m. the following Monday or something, whenever, when we used to come out on Mondays to record it because it was just gibberish nonsense. Like nothing was savable.
Yes, I do remember that.
Okay, here's one. Drag douching in A Star Is Born featuring Willem.
I remember being so nervous. Remember? I was like so anxious that I almost didn't even want to do it because I was so afraid that Willem was going to be so mean because of what I see on TV. And it was actually one of my favorite interviews.
I think so too. Me too. He was so funny. He's so funny.
He was so fun and sweet and so nice. And when we saw him at DragCon, he was so nice. I love him now. I stan him.
Yeah. Willem was great.
Okay. Ready? Let me say. Oh my God. There's so many. Why can't I get over my ex?
Where's that one?
Caitlin Kinnunen.
Oh, I love Caitlin. She was such a great one.
I know. I love her too. She still likes my Instas.
We were like DMing. We like ran into her at the GLAAD Awards and she was like, oh my God, friends.
I know.
That was so nice.
So talented.
We were like, oh, and so talented. And we're talking about, we should reach out to her again now that she's not on Broadway every day.
Yes.
And get her drinks or something because she really wanted to.
I do think she has something exciting happening because I think she's in LA doing a show or something.
Oh, really? Well, then maybe we won't have drinks with her.
The one with JVN.
Beautiful, great, amazing.
That was another one where we were very nervous.
Very nervous, and I think that's one of our best episodes.
Me too. It was also the most prepared I think we ever were.
Believe it or not, we're not coming in here having hours of preparation, which you usually should for a podcast, mind you.
But we have full-time jobs.
We have full-time jobs, and clearly this wasn't making enough money. That's why we're pivoting to video.
Let's do two more each.
Okay, two more each. Okay. My turn?
Yeah.
That's a terrible title. I can't believe we did that one.
Which one? What's the title?
He did what with those bodies?
Oh my God. I remember that episode.
And people were mad that we called it He Did What With Those Bodies. If you guys want to know what we were talking about, then go back. Is ass riding a normal sex kink?
I actually remember that question.
I remember that question too.
And I hope that girl is doing okay.
I know. So basically what was happening was, is this guy she was seeing refused to have sex, but insisted she ride his ass instead. So she was like dry humping his butt.
Yeah.
And then he would like cry.
Yeah.
It was a really crazy story. And she was like, is this normal? And it's like, girl, honey, no.
Good for you, sweetie.
Normal.
Let's see. I gave a blowjob and my car caught on fire.
Featuring Joey Camasta, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. Joey is really funny.
He is really funny.
Joey's from Snooki and Snooki's friend and Jersey Shore and JWoww, whatever. He told a crazy story about giving a blowjob in his car and then his car caught on fire. And he was like on the side of the road and like on the Jersey Garden State Parkway.
Oh, were there any rules on Fire Island? That was a good one. We were on Fire Island.
We were on Fire Island. That was a good one. That was fun.
That was great.
Can you get your penis out of my face? Was a good one. That's when people were just like walking around naked and wouldn't get their fucking penises out of my face. Sasha Velour, amazing guest.
Another one that was so good.
We were very nervous about.
What else? Who does Madonna think she is? That's still a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see she's dating a 26-year-old?
Who is it?
Just one of her dancers.
Wow.
She's 61.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
Get it. He's probably hot as shit. And he's probably getting... She's probably great at sex, too. She's probably a freak.
Oh, yeah. She knows what she's doing. What to do if you fall in love for a gay man? Talk to all the people that have fallen in love with me, bitch. Mm-hmm. Okay, honey?
I don't remember that one.
Me either.
I changed the order so that's most popular. Obviously, the most recent ones. Our first one is... What did you think about our first episode? So unprepared.
So unprepared.
Well, we prepared a lot.
Yes.
But then, like, we didn't, like... It felt awkward because we were like, it was our first podcast ever.
Yeah. Yes. Don't go back that far.
Don't go back that... I mean, if you want to, you can, but don't judge us on it, I would say. Sorry.
What?
I'm not even going to say it because it was going to be mean.
What were you going to say?
Something about this person.
Oh, yeah, don't say it. But you can DM me, bitch, and I'll tell you who we talking about.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Let's play cock it or block it because they're heavy.
Okay. Resolutions.
I say cock it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know people are like, no, it's bad because then you like set yourself up for failure. Mm-hmm. But that's why you make things that aren't like, don't eat any carbs at all. Like, mm-hmm. don't make things that you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a bigger bitch.
You know, I think we should all strive to be better people. And, you know, the only thing I don't like about New Year's resolutions is that, you know, as someone who goes to the gym a lot, like, I'm not sure. That's not true. I don't go to the gym a lot.
That it gets really busy.
But it does get very busy. No, I like them. I'm all for making yourselves feel better.
New Year's Eve.
Like, block, I guess. Like, yeah. As the event of it. It's just another night with a better excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's too much of a high of expectation. I don't like having to feel like I'm doing something. That's why last year, I had a party.
Oh, yeah.
That was just, like, casual.
That was fun.
And then everyone left and went to the Eagle.
Except for me.
And me, obviously.
Yeah, New Year's, yeah, it's always a fucking letdown.
And lastly, 2019. It's a mixed bag.
It is a mixed bag. I don't think I can answer.
I think I had, like, it was a very roller coaster year for me, like, mentally, I feel like.
Me too.
It was, like, I think the beginning was okay, it was, like, quarterly.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, I got out of working at the restaurant in 2019. Career-wise, 2019, I will cock.
Yeah. I think relationship-wise, I'll cock it. And yeah, guys, career-wise, I don't know. I moved into a new apartment. I got a puppy. I moved in with my boyfriend, like, officially.
But, so.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ups and downs, I feel like, in 2019. And I'm sure there will be in 2020. But... I guess that's life, right?
Mm-hmm. That's life.
That is life.
I did it my way. That's another one. That's another song.
I did it my way. Do you know that song's like ruined for me?
Why?
Because that's what Trump had for his like first dance song.
Well, that song is about like when he's dying.
I know.
That was stupid. Well, he's an idiot.
But like how Obama and Michelle danced to Beyonce singing At Last.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had it my way. Oh, skin crawl. Yeah. I don't know how to end a podcast for the last time.
We're not ending it right now. We have things to
talk
about.
I know,
but
I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how are we going to end this for the last time?
So we have some people. We want to read some nice messages. Okay. So let's start with. Hey, just saying, love the podcast, but then as I was typing this, your not goodbye message started, better late than never, but I want to say that I love when Brian talks about Hillsborough, because that's also my hometown. It's hilariously surreal.
Is that your mom?
No, it's some lady, some girl. Hilariously, could you imagine? Hi, mom. Hilariously surreal for me to hear stories about it from your hometown. Please don't stop the pod.
Oh.
Fine, we won't. You convinced us. Here, read this one.
We wish we could. We wish we could. Okay, just listen to the podcast and the announcement makes me want to cry. Mm-hmm. Oh, this makes me want to cry.
I know.
I so look forward to listening to the podcast every week because it allows me to drown out my very heteronormative office and lets me escape to a place where everyone's gay. I do understand that things... Oh my God, I just got goosebumps. I do understand that things change and I look forward to seeing what the future holds. I do like the idea of video, but will it be more of a talk show setting interview or more of a scripted show? You'll just have to wait to find out, babe. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate that message.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's good.
Someone said, I'm 3 Sunday Scaries deep and I just listened to your episode. I actually cried when you made the announcement. I DM'd you over a year ago saying you were keeping me sane while on maternity leave in suburban hell.
I remember her.
Yeah. She's still in suburban hell, apparently, and you guys are still keeping me sane. And so you launched the pod right when I made a move out of the city, out of a corporate job. And then one day I found Chris, his IG.
Thank you.
It's hard to find. She said it's hard to find pods that are overly scripted or whatever. You're welcome that we don't prepare. I love listening to you guys just shoot the shit over hard seltzers and rosé. You guys actually introduced me to Mark Hanamura, who is literally my daughter's favorite person in the world now. That was a great episode too.
That was a good episode.
He was the Lady Gaga's dancer. He's the one who does all those fun Carly Rae Jepsen videos and Instagram videos. Chris, I loved watching your career progress, and I'm so happy for you that Betch has hired you full time. Brian, I'm so glad I got to be introduced to your work, and I guess I will have to add Betch's up to my weekly political podcast lineup to keep up with your work. You're both so awesome, and I'm excited to see you guys go. Anyways, I'm still crying. I'm stupidly crying. One request for your final pods. Can you suggest other similar podcasts?
Here's the thing.
What? What's the thing?
I don't listen to any other gay podcasts.
Yeah, I don't really either. I listen to Throwing Shade, which has Brian Safi and Aaron Gibson. And Brian, and they talk about LGBT issues. And this is their words. Women's issues and LGBT issues. And they're both really funny. Yeah. So.
I mean, obviously, all the Betches podcasts. But there's nothing like us.
Yeah.
But I have got to be honest, since it's the last episode, I pretty much stick to true crime podcasts. I'm pretty basic. But yeah, I mean, I live gay. I don't need to be listening to it. You know?
Someone said, for starters, I fucking love you both. Chris, the way you enunciate words brings me joy. And Brian, you're fucking
wait,
laugh.
What?
The way you enunciate words gives her joy.
Do I do that?
I guess. Maybe she's talking about your accent?
Maybe, you know, I didn't even realize I really had one.
Yeah.
But people keep on saying it. And,
well, there you go.
I'm here for it.
I love the way you enunciate words. Brian, you thought your fucking laugh is contagious. I listen to you on my way to work every Friday. I tend to re-listen to podcasts when I can't find anything else to listen to. That's nice. Everyone's Gay is my favorite podcast, and I'm beyond devastated that it's coming to an end, but I'm excited for your new chapter. Any recommendations for podcasts now that this is ending? I just gave you them. My girlfriend and I will continue to watch anything you all create.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Chris, I need you to read this one.
Okay. Hey, gays. I am an avid listener and all around probably the biggest fan of the podcast you have. I listen every Friday on my walk to work, and after moving away my gay bestie about a year ago... away from my gay bestie about a year ago. It really brings me... Oh, my God. I already know who this is from. Oh. I am a... I knew the second you said, I need you to read it, that it was... I am a straight woman.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
It really brings me comfort. I am a straight woman, but have been surrounded by gay men the majority of my life, and honestly feel like I relate better to them than better than anyone else. So here's my question. I moved away from my best friend about a year ago. We went from being roommates to living in different countries. I know he supports and loves me and wants me to be happy, especially now that I am married to the sweetest man in the world. But I also know it hit him hard when I had to move away. We share a bond, very few people do, and moving away from him was maybe the hardest part about my huge life decision to start a new life in Scotland. I recently found out that I'm having a baby. which is something my friend Chris, this is about Chris, and I, if you guys haven't realized that yet, I have talked about forever, as I feel I was born to be a mom, and he is the most amazing caregiver I have known and would make the most amazing mother too. It devastates me that I won't be able to share every single second of this pregnancy and baby's life with Chris. Also, Chris, at any point, if you need Brian to start reading, just pass it over to him. We've already done that. I want Chris to know how important he is to me and know that he is the best part of this baby's story. Or no, sorry. How important, could you imagine? You're the best part of my child's life. I want Chris to know how important he is to me and how important it is that he is a part of this baby story. So I'm wondering the best way to ask him to be my baby's fairy godfather. What do you guys think? I'm thinking maybe of writing into the podcast as a listener question to ask him. Good idea. Too sappy. Let me know. Love you forever with everything I am. Maisie, Fat Carrie's BFF that moved to Scotland.
Oh my God, you fucking bitch.
Oh, Chris, you're ruining your makeup.
I hate you.
I'm sorry.
Both of you. What did she even ask me to be?
Her fairy godfather. Her baby's fairy godfather.
Of course.
There you go.
I don't know what that entails, but I'll do it. Oh my God. I'm crying. I knew something was...
Why did you...
I don't know. I had a feeling.
Do you know what's funny? I didn't remember that this was happening until like 30... That's why I was like, I have to send an email before we start our next podcast because I forgot I was supposed to do this.
I just had a feeling when you said I need you to read this that it was going to be something fucked up.
Was that fucked up?
No, but you know what I mean.
Do you want my advice? I don't say yes. Do not be this child's fairy godfather.
Maisie, I love you so much and... Fuck you.
It's now your turn. What do my friends say?
Your friend didn't move the fuck away. Also, Macy moved out. I forgot to tell you. Our other roommate. Oh, fuck you. My mascara is running.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
I love you. Oh, what a fucking way to end it. That was so sweet. I hate you.
So, I would say, guys... If you have if you are struggling to come out, struggling with being gay or anything, make sure you just talk to a friend. And if you are wondering how to comfort someone who's coming out or who is gay and don't know how to talk about it, my biggest advice is to listen. Don't say anything and just say, okay, cool, I love you, no matter what. I feel like that I want to make sure people know, I want to answer the questions that people always ask us.
Yeah.
What do you say when someone comes out to you? You just listen and say, okay, cool. It doesn't matter. I love you anyways. So what do you want for dinner? If you're struggling to come out, then make sure you're in a safe environment and a safe friend. What's another question we always get? I'm sorry. Did I ruin you?
No, I'm good. Always about open relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Maisie and I both strongly believe that you shouldn't do it. But I get things are different. So I don't know. Just do it if you want. Talk it out. The best thing is communication, mm-hmm. I guess, would be my constant advice to
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. Never worrying about being too mask or too femme. Just not giving a fuck, I feel like, is important to remember always. And always just remember that you're sticking up for people. And when you're gay, that is a statement.
Wait, also, protest. Maisie, are we telling people that you're pregnant? I didn't even know I was allowed to be telling people that yet.
So, I mean,
when this comes out,
she'll be allowed to tell people.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You bitch. I love. Oh God.
So we're playing hot. So here's the tea. Here's the background.
Yeah. What happened?
So she DM'd me a while ago. And I was like, yeah, sure. Well, we can do this. It'll be fun. And I forgot that was supposed to happen. And then we announced that we were ending the podcast and she DM'd me and she was like, shit. I was like, oh yeah. I was like, well, what if we can we still do it? And she was like, well, it's still going to be a little bit too soon. When is it going to be okay to tell people? And she said this date. And I was like, well, our last episode comes out after that. So worst case scenario, I'll yell at the podcast producers and be like, take this out.
The bitch loves a
reveal.
Surprise.
That's
yes,
a surprise. I will tell you that.
She loves that shit.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say before we end with our touching writing?
With our most sentimental question mm-hmm. ever. I think the last thing I want to say is follow me at @FatCarrieBrands. I'm like gagged. I can't even make a real statement. Yeah, be nice to each other and follow us on Instagram.
Be nice to each other. Be nice to yourselves. Follow me at Brian Russell Smith. B-R-Y-A-N. Russell. Two S's, two L's. Smith. You should know how to spell it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just be nice to yourself. Be nice to others. Be kind. Don't beat yourself up about anything because nothing matters in the end anyways. And
amen.
Things matter, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, also, if you're in like high school and you're listening, none of what you're doing right now matters, but eventually you'll mm-hmm. be happy.
Yeah. Stick with it. It'll be fine. Take it day at a time and just think about where you were a year ago and where you plan to be a year from now. And then you'll make it happen. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the times we're always growing and, you know, if you're down, be like, is what I cared about a year ago still what I care about now? Probably not. Mm. And same thing over and over and over again. So mm-hmm. I would just make sure you love yourself and please follow me at Brian Russell Smith. I need more followers. I need to get to swipe ups.
Yeah, that's important.
And it's important. It's very, very important. And I promise I will keep up more with my Instagram to keep people aware and informed. And please ask us anything.
All right.
Should we read our...
Yeah, let's do our last. I hope I can get through this one.
Do you want me to read it or do you want to read it?
I can read it. Okay. You read that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I might start crying.
Okay. Hi. Love the pod. Love you guys. Especially Chris. We stand a confident batch. Thank you.
Ew. No, they didn't write that.
Yes, they did.
Especially Chris. And there's nothing mentioned about me. That bitch. Why didn't I take that part out?
It's a good day for Chris.
Oh, God.
Listening to the catalog of the pod and just listen to an episode where you guys asked for trucker tea. Well, I have some.
Trucker stories.
Oh, back in my younger days, college years, I would hunt for straight dick on Craigslist. Best place for it. At least it used to be. Once a guy said he was looking for a cute faggot pussy to fuck in the back of his truck as he drove through the city. We exchanged a couple of emails. He didn't send pics, just said he was in his early 40s, Latino, and married. I rushed to the truck stop where I saw his truck, banged on the passenger door. He swung it open and invited me inside. He was not a 10, maybe a solid 6. He was tall-ish, had handlebar mustache, and was shiny bald. He walked me to the back of the truck behind the seats, and it was set up like a tiny little dorm. He got naked, took everything off. Not a beer belly, but a nice chest. He was immediately hard, nice, smooth, curved cock. He asked me to take off my shorts and to get on my side. It was hot and all, and he fucked aggressively. He kept saying his wife's pussy wasn't as tight as my little ass. Fucked till he came, in the condom, of course. Here's the weird part.
Here's the weird part.
Or at least to me. As I got dressed, he walked up to the front seat, came back with a fucking unlabeled spray bottle, spritzed his cock with it, and then proceeded to wipe it clean with a rag. It was weird. Anywho, I let myself out and he drove away. The end.
Beautiful.
And that's the show.
But you were just kicked off of Grindr.
Oh yeah, I have no idea why.
That was beautiful, Chris. I loved your reading.
Thank you.
I loved your interpretation of it.
All right, well...
Guys,
we love you.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening.
And stay tuned for what's next.
Stay tuned for what's next. Remember to stay subscribed because you will get the update as soon as we're ready to fully disclose it. Also, you get to look at our beautiful faces, which is the cover of this podcast.
And finally, and most importantly, follow up at Carrie Bradshaw on Instagram.
And what?
And Brian Russell Smith.
And Brian Russell Smith. If you have a question.
And everyone's gay because it's still there.
Yeah. And you can email gay at Betches for whatever. You can still write us listener questions. We're going to use them for something, maybe in the future. No, definitely in the future. Okay. Happy everyone. Hope you had a great holiday and have a great new year.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Betches.